Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Thank God. One day to push through. That's it. That's all we need. You got much planned for your weekend, Jess?
I'm working tomorrow, so it's not quite my Friday. I don't want to share your excitement just yet because I will just be disappointed.
Yeah, I know. You've got two more days to push through. That's a punish. That's what that is.
I'm happy for you, though, you know.
Well, I'll be working tomorrow as well, but, you know, working, putting in a shift for the mighty card of Hawks.
Oof.
Selected tomorrow for the twos.
We find ourselves...
in a position similar to the Knights, where we need, like, wins in a hurry and probably need results to go, you know, favourably for us. But, you know, if we win, it'll be an absolutely massive win.
Well, hopefully you can really bring it tomorrow.
Do you reckon if we get a win, it'll make the bulletin sometime next week?
Maybe.
Look,
possibly. You better do well.
You can't break my heart. You've given me hope. Anyway, of course, we'll catch up with Jess in a matter of minutes for your live and local, I guess, news that's breaking overnight in the Hunter.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, two blokes have been very naughty boys in, like, a joyride around the Lake Macquarie area.
There are some seriously insane stories around at the moment. Two men have finally been charged after, as you say, a bit of a joyride around Lake Macquarie. Apparently, a car was alleged to have been stolen from Cameron Park on Tuesday. That car was seen allegedly doing speeds of up to 180 k's an hour on the M1. At about 4:30 yesterday morning, police called off a pursuit that they did start with the car as it was too dangerous. The car was then seen at Crowdis Bay Road about 7:30 yesterday morning and sped off, and then eventually it was located in Charlestown and abandoned, with two men running into bushland who were then eventually arrested by police and the dog squad. So the 18-year-old and a 22-year-old, they were both charged and they'll face at Belmont Court today.
No one hurt in this incident though?
Not that we know of, thank goodness.
Wow. How lucky.
Like, very, very lucky.
Idiots just causing trouble. They're just lucky they haven't hurt anyone and
exactly.
done something they're really going to regret.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, changing pace a little bit. I guess tributes, memorials continue for those that passed in that tragic Greta crash?
Yeah, so today, Singleton woman Tori Cowburn, she'll be remembered by loved ones at a funeral in Singleton this morning. As you said, she lost her life nearly 4 weeks ago in the Greta bus tragedy. She was a beloved member of the Singleton Roosters AFL club and a beautiful woman by all accounts that have been on social media. There are still some more funerals to go. Singleton mum and daughter Nadine and Kaya McBride. Their funeral is on Monday morning. It's going to be at the Roosters' home ground at Rose Point Park. Their lives will be celebrated there. There have been a few funerals this week. As you said, you know, the tributes and the memorials are continuing after this crash that I can't believe it was nearly 4 weeks ago on Sunday.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It feels far too raw.
Yeah.
It's been 4 weeks ago. Like, it still feels like it's just happened.
Mm.
Gutting, obviously. Yeah. Tragic, and if you can get behind and support those people, they need it at this time because everyone's really struggling in that area.
Exactly, and that Rotary state government fund that's been put together to for people to donate to, for money to go towards these guys, it's raised like nearly $1.5 million. So,
and money's incredible. Already being distributed from that, isn't it? They're already getting it out there.
Yeah, exactly. There's obviously a lot of people involved at the moment in going to funerals, and obviously a lot of families having to pay for some unexpected funerals. So money's already gone to paying for funerals, paying for travel to get to funerals, things like that. So, which is good, you know, it's not just sitting in a
fund, not going
anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. If you pay now, they're going to get it close to now
exactly.
as well. So when they need it. Anyway, thanks for that, Jess.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Yeah, happy Feel Good Friday. Scott in studio filling in for Crevo this morning. How you doing, Scott?
Mate, I am fantastic. An early start, but it's a good morning. It's not too cold today, so happy about that.
Well, not too cold, it's a relative term.
Oh, well.
Nice for us is, you know, cozy radio studio.
That's very
sure
true.
Those out there battling it in the conditions would beg to differ.
Yeah, true, but we've had colder here in the Hunter. We definitely have had
that's
a colder.
True. Yesterday, Arvo, you were talking about going to Charlestown, the driving range.
Yes,
did
I hit
you end up going?
I did. I hit up the driving range, and it was good. It was very, very good. Working on my my swing and just length of the drive, you know?
Yeah, well, it's the length that matters. That's the thing
it
that
is.
Matters.
It is.
before anyone scoffs at us, you and I are both very novice golfers.
Yes.
Very novice.
Mm-hmm.
But your PB before yesterday,
yep,
I believe, was around the 220 mark.
Yes, 224 to be exact.
Did you beat it yesterday?
Mate, we're now up to 234.
Come on,
yeah,
now.
Hey!
That's what we need for your Feel Good Friday. And if you're like me, Scott, and you were up too late watching the cricket last night.
Yes.
You might have seen, obviously, it's day one of Test 3, Headingley in England, of course. And yesterday was the first day of the first session, and you might have seen some England bitter shirts out
in the
crowd.
I did. What's that all about?
Well, VB, I guess, Victorian Bitter, the famous beer here in Australia, is taking the mickey out of England and England supporters. So this comes after, obviously, the controversy around the Johnny Bairstow dismissal in Lords. So for Test 2, for basically those who missed it, he was stumped when he was out of his crease. There was debate on whether it was over or not over. The over was over or not over.
Yes, exactly, yep.
But anyway, England were complaining it was against the spirit of the game. Australia saying all's fair in love and war, basically, and there's no bigger war than the Ashes.
True.
So they're having a bit of a whine. So Victoria Bitter relabeled their beer for a limited time with, instead of that, like, circle writing saying Victoria Bitter on the famous grenade, it now says England's Bitter.
So, oh, that's a pot shot.
So they're having a pot shot on top of a pot shot, I suppose, at the England cricket team. They've sent a couple cases over to the English team as well.
Oh, no.
So they can, you know, enjoy them when they've cooled off a bit. And they've sent out this statement saying, "We raise our glass to the whole Australian team for securing a famous win in the second test and wish them the best of luck in the winning of the rest of the series." Plus, obviously, they're handing out the free England's Bitter shirts at the test yesterday. So
no,
they're having a bit of a crack at the poor Poms, but you know what? Couldn't care less.
That is excellent marketing. 10 out of 10 marketing opportunity. They took it just like the Aussies did.
And that's it. And they're good, aren't they? Like, they're good at, like, that tongue-in-cheek type humour, VB.
I think it goes well with, like, the Australian spirit as well. Like, it really encapsulates our sense of humour, like, here we are, having a laugh about it.
Oh, exactly, that's it. And, of course, it is your Feel Good Friday, so maybe I'll enjoy a couple England's bitters this afternoon.
I reckon just a couple of cheeky ones wouldn't go astray.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, that it most certainly is, of course. 3 of a Kind for your Feel Good Friday.
Ooh.
Plenty of prizes to give away as well. Basically, if you're new to the show, we make it real easy.
Super.
I say this a fair bit, sounding a bit like a broken record, but early bird does, in fact, get the worm.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're up early battling on your Friday, give us a call, 4967405. We need 2 Nova Castrians to go up against each other in a battle of wit and speed, basically.
Yeah, but it's not too hard, Stan. It's not hard at all. I'll give you an example, right? I'll give you an example. I say something like Coke, Fanta, Sprite.
Stephen.
Name's your buzzer. Stephen.
They would be soft drinks.
He's got it right, on the money. It's as easy as that.
You've become a little bit of a detective this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's 1st of 2, best out of 3. And if you can do that, plenty of prizes up for grabs this morning. We've got double in-season passes to go see the new Mission Impossible film.
Yes, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Tom Cruise. How good is that?
Plus, the in-season passes, they're the ones you want. They're the, like, you can go anytime that you want, at your own convenience. They're the real ones you want, especially these school holidays.
Absolutely.
Plus, more school holiday fun up for grabs as well, because you've got the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's Beach.
Yes, so 30 prize coupons as well to go on all the rides, so how good's that?
Give us a call, 4967405. Of course, we need 2 Nova Castrians on the air for 3 of a Kind. Up next, it's 105.3 New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, time to give away, like I said, free stuff.
Free stuff
on your Friday.
Yeah, nothing
better. If you're new to the show, this is 3 of a Kind. We give you 3 items. They all have, like, a linking word or theme.
Mm-hmm.
If you can identify that quicker than your opponent, you get yourself, like we said, some goodies.
Some goodies
leading into the weekend, and prizes coming out the wazoo today.
That's it. Up for grabs after winning 3 of a Kind, a double in-season pass to go see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, which looks fantastic. Plus, all callers on air today are in the draw to win a family pass. Go to the Winter Fun Fest that's happening at Nobby's Beach for your school holidays. Plus, 30 ride coupons. Jeez, wouldn't mind a couple of those.
Oh, perfect. Like you said, for the school holidays. So, without a further ado, should we meet the lucky people buying for these prizes?
Well, let's go to the phones.
These prizes. Let's go to the phones. First up, we're going to West Wells End. Got Jade on the line. Morning, Jade.
Morning.
How are you feeling for your Feel Good Friday? Did you feel good?
look pumped up.
Oh, we love that. We love that indeed.
Are you just faking it till you make it, or are you genuinely pumped up?
Oh, look, I've been up since 4:30, so, you know.
4:30?
That could come in your advantage, though. You've already had your coffee, your brain's ticking over that little bit quicker. You might be in the goods here.
Hopefully.
Can I ask why you're up at 4:30 in the morning?
I went to the gym.
So not only is the brain working, but the body's working. Oh, Jade, you're all over it.
Well, if I were Sam in Maitland, I'd be quaking in my boots there. Mm-hmm. How about you, Sam?
Oh, maybe quaking just a little bit.
Ah.
Yeah, no, you sound like you're up and about and ready to go as well. How are you this morning?
Oh, yeah, I'm, like Jade, been up for a while, but unfortunately mine was not for the gym.
Oh.
Yeah, you and I both, Sam. All right, well, let's get into this, of course. First to two, best out of three. We'll test the technology first, sorry. Your name is your buzzer. Jade, let's test your buzzer.
Jade.
Yeah, lovely. Sam, you're next.
Sam.
Beautiful.
All seems to be working. So, best of luck, ladies. Your first one is Oats, Sabco, Velita.
3 seconds.
Any ideas?
Nah.
No volunteers.
Nah.
No volunteers for that. We're looking for, like, mop brands or cleaning brands.
Mm.
All right. Anyway, we'll go to the next one. Fingers crossed you have more luck with this one, ladies. Jam, Nutella, peanut butter.
Sam, Jade.
Sam. Was quicker.
Spread for your toast.
Correct.
Oh, here we go. Beautiful.
1 point to Sam. Bit of scoreboard pressure for you here, Jade. I was talking you up as well. I had you as a favourite.
Come on, Jade.
Need to be quick here. All right. Your next one. Hulk, Spider-Man, Batman.
Jade, Sam.
Jade, quicker.
Joy.
They're all superheroes.
They are, yes.
All right, so we're at one apiece, leading into your final one. Best of luck. Your last category, ladies, is Roche Estate, Peterson's Wines.
Jade.
Bimbadjan.
Oh.
Jade was quicker.
Wineries.
Oh, she's got.
No, more specific, what are they?
Wineries in the Hunter Valley.
Oh.
That is correct. Well done, Jade. I needed to get that, you know. I needed to make sure that we got that little distinction. But after, you know, we've done that. Congratulations. Yeah. Off to go see the new Mission Impossible film, of course, with Tom Cruise. And both you ladies in the draw to go see the Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's.
And 30 ride coupons as well. How much is that going to help out both of you?
It'll keep my kids entertained for 5 seconds.
It's 5 seconds that you don't have to.
Anyway, thank you so much for playing. Of course, we'll play again on Monday.
And, mate, it's school holidays at the moment. Don't know if you noticed. Lots of kids running about the shops and the streets.
I don't think you could avoid it.
No.
Last Friday when it started was such a shock to me.
Really?
Like, when you're not in the system, you lose track of where school holidays are.
That's true, yeah.
So I just forgot and then was out at the shops at, like, midday. I was like, why are there all these kids shopping about? Anyway, we are in the midst of school holidays, of course.
In the midst of school holidays. So not only is it the local Novocastrians kicking about for their school holidays, but Newcastle is such a good tourist spot. Like Newcastle and the Hunter, there are people from far and wide have come to visit and get the goods that we got here. So did a bit of research into what's going on around Newcastle and the Hunter for the school holidays, and this has caught my eye.
Okay, go on.
I've got to start off by saying that it's officially sold out. So if this grabs your attention... Sorry, better luck next year. But I thought
Ticket
this...
Scalpers.
Yeah, Ticket
Scalpers. Okay, what is it? What's sold out? A concert or something?
It's called the HMRI's Poo Palace. It's happening at the Newcastle Museum.
Poo Palace.
A Poo Palace. You want to hear what it's about?
Yeah, go on.
It was a smash hit at the Science Festival, and now it's back. Right. Your Poo Palace experience will start with a 10-minute video about how your food gets through your body and turns into poo. So that's a bit educational.
Right, of course.
Some education and stuff. And here's where it gets interesting. Then become a poo yourself in the Poo Palace jumping castle for 30 minutes of fun.
What do you mean become a poo yourself?
I don't know. I'm looking at some of the pictures online at whoever's come up with this. Full credit to them because it actually looks like a lot of fun.
Is it just like a regulation bouncy castle or is it like...
It looks like a jumping castle, but it looks like you've got to sort of climb through a bit of a butt. To get inside, and that is top tier. That is fantastic. Can you imagine as a kid, Stephen, like being in primary school, being told you go to a poo palace.
Yeah.
Mate, I'd be giggling. I'd be in hysterics all day.
Oh, mate, you're in hysterics right now. When I'm primary school kids. How much fun would that be, though? I reckon my poor parents, I'd be like, Mum, Dad, you're looking as I continue to, like, come out the bottom. I'm being pooed.
Oh. And just jumping around. Can you imagine saying to other families and parents and stuff, hey, what did you do? Oh, well, little Johnny went and pretended to be a poo for half an hour.
You know what? We're taking the mic. But like you said, in demand, sold out.
It's sold out. And again, full credit to, I think this is an excellent idea happening at the Newcastle Museum. But where was this when we were kids?
You know what? This is like our show, Scott. Yeah. Both entertaining and educational. Yeah,
that's it. That's it.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday. Friday.
I
don't know about you,
but I feel good. Oh, it is a feel-good Friday, Stephen. And the best way to start off your feel-good Friday is watching the sunrise, which can only be moments away, if not already happening.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to see. We're a bit in of a concrete jungle here. A
little bit.
It's kind of hard to see the horizon. It looks like it's starting to come up maybe, though.
Mate, the bunker. We're basically underground in here.
That's it.
But there's a Reddit post going viral on Newcastle Reddit. Where's the best place to see the sunrise? And a local Novocastrian has topped the list by saying, outside. I love it.
Okay. Is there actually any good suggestions on there, though?
There is.
Like the Anzac Walk or something like that.
Exactly. The Anzac Walk. A lot of spots around Merriweather. Bar Beach, also a very, very common suggestion. Another one that's meant to be good. I don't know whether you can go there as a pedestrian watch, but the top of the Stockton Bridge is apparently really good as well.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
yeah.
Well, if you're on Smoko on your way to work, maybe a bit of a detour, go out and check the sunrise, I suppose. And, of course, trivia check up this morning as well after 7. That'll get you up and about. $275 up for grabs.
And, mate, one of the biggest debates you come across in supermarkets as parents, but look, even you and me going through the checkout wouldn't mind a sneaky chockey every now and then. Is the confectionery at the lolly at the checkouts?
Oh, that's it. They put all those little like dollar items there that you're walking past, and you go, "Oh, geez, Freddo, 50 cents."
Oh, a couple extra flybys points. Thank you very much.
Straight in the basket. That's what they're doing. It's trying to get that pest of power, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And parents have been complaining for ages about, and rightfully so, their kids want to pester you at the checkout. So some of the supermarkets have decided to shake it up a little bit and put different things at the checkout.
Yeah,
but something came up on my Facebook feed just the other day, mate, and it's got the internet in a bit of a flurry. It's creating big news. A supermarket has posted like a medicinal section up the front of their store. And so it's got...
Instead of your chockies.
Instead of your chockies, right, yeah. Okay, so it's so it's a bit of hand sanitizer, some Band-Aids, paracetamol, ibuprofen, all that kind of stuff. And a box of condoms.
Wow.
So right up the front of the store, condoms and lube at the checkout. And it's causing
right
a bit
next
of rife.
To the checkout.
Literally right next to the checkout. It's causing a bit of rife because the person online is saying that you're subjecting people to the idea of sex and that discussion that they might not want to have. Leave the kids alone, pretty much.
That person's right. Whoever said that on the internet, they're 100% right.
See, man, I don't see a problem with it.
You do not really.
No. Nah. I think that condoms are just a commonplace product, mate. Like, I spend a lot of time in supermarkets, a lot of time, and it's like, there is kind of that stigma when people would buy them that they think that the checkout person's going, oh, look at what you're buying. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And it's, again, you're practicing safe activities and it's all about safe sex and healthy lifestyles. I don't see anything wrong with it.
I'm not worried about the convenience of the condom buyer, if I'm honest, if I'm completely frank.
And that's fair.
And I've never gone past that. I just don't think I would have ever walked past them and gone, oh, I just need a condom, chuck that in the basket. My main concern here is, I guess what you alluded to, that person saying, who are the supermarkets to try and, I guess, impose when parents have to have this chat with their kids?
That's very true.
Because, you know, like you're at the checkout with a kid and, you know, little Billy or whatever, it goes, Dad, what's that there? Pointing to a box of condoms. That obviously opens a whole can of worms, which maybe you're not ready for that conversation yet, not ready to subject your kids to those kind of ideas yet. I think it is obviously more convenient for the condom buyer, but they can just go down the aisle. You keep that away from the front. I'm more than happy for hand sanitizer, for Band-Aids, for, you know, painkillers and all that kind of stuff to be at the front. Leave the condoms, leave the lube to that little corner section in the shop.
I think, though, that if there was going to be a discussion with adults and kids alike, if that conversation does come up and the child is old enough to recognise that, one, why are they recognising that? Like, where have they seen it? Is it got to do with the education system? Have they seen it in school? Have they spoken about it at school? Anything like that, that they recognise what a box of condoms is? Because they're not graphic imagery on the box of the condoms either.
Yeah.
It's pretty plain Jane.
So you reckon all good, happy to sit there next to the checkout, is your box of condoms. And
I genuinely don't see a problem with it. And saves the condom by 30 seconds, saves the chocolate by 30 seconds to get their Mars bar.
Come on.
Mate, you're comparing them. They're together like peas in a pod.
I still feel a bit uncomfortable about it. The reality of the situation is, though, neither of us have to deal with this because neither of us are parents.
No.
We're not having this birds and the bees chat. So let's open up the phones, 4967-4105. Do we think it's right or wrong to, I guess, display the condoms right next to the checkout at your supermarket? And, of course, for getting your opinion on the air, we've got tickets to the Winter Fun Fest.
Yes,
plus that'll be just school holidays.
Yeah, and ride coupons up for grabs as well. 30 ride coupons. That's a good couple of rides on the teacups.
So if you're looking for something fun to do this school holidays, take the kids down to the Winter Fun Fest on us. Rides on us as well. 4967-4105. Do we think it's right or wrong to have the condom sitting right next to your chockies and all that in that little convenient bay at the checkout at your supermarkets?
I think there's got to be like a separate bay. You wouldn't have your Snickers next to your box of Durex, but also I think that there is a spot for them.
It shouldn't be anywhere near each other. Anyway, 4967-4105, right or wrong condoms at the checkout. We'll get your calls on the air next. New FM.
And, mate, we're debating in the studio.
We are. We're at loggerheads. I feel like it's a civil debate this morning.
It is.
What we're talking about is you've brought us a story about checkouts basically changing the little displays they have next to them at the supermarket.
Yeah, so when you go to the checkout to obviously exit your stop, they usually have your display that's got chewing gum or confectionery on there. Some store, it's been posted online, has changed it to a medicinal section, band-aids, paracetamol, ibuprofen, and box condoms. And parents are kicking it, saying that they shouldn't be exposing children to sex ideas and stuff.
And I think rightfully so. I think who are you as a big supermarket to try and employ this, well, I guess force this chat upon parents? You know, the birds and the bees is a tough chat to have anyway. Why would you force it upon them when maybe they're not ready? That's my general gut feel.
See, for me, I don't have a problem with it, and that's just, I don't see buying a box of condoms any different to buying soap or buying a Mars bar, and you're promoting safe sex habits, so what's the problem here? It's not you're promoting anything dangerous, promoting something good.
The reality of the situation is, though, that me and you are two blokes in our 20s harping on about this. We're not parents.
No.
So let's get, I guess, a bit of a temperature check from parents across the Hunter. 4967-4105 is that magic number. We'll go first to Currumbong. Got Carrie on the line. Morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Now, tell us, what are your general thoughts on this? Condoms at the checkout.
I don't see a problem, provided the packaging is generic, it's not graphic. I don't have an issue with it. I think as a parent, you have to be prepared and ready to share information with your children. And you think about that along the way, about sharing age appropriately. So it doesn't necessarily promote a conversation that's uncomfortable. It's just about knowing how much information to share and at what age.
So what do you reckon is a good example? If like a real young child's like, Mum, what's that? What what's the answer, do you think?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I'm not sure because I agree with the thoughts that, you know, unless they've seen that packaging somewhere or they've got a way of relating it, then they're not really going to know what it is.
So I guess the solution's a little white lie. That's what you reckon, hey?
Pardon?
Like, do you think the solution is maybe like a little white lie in there then? Just to, you know, like what they don't know doesn't hurt them.
Well, maybe it's diversion. Maybe it's not lying. Maybe it's just diverting them away from that.
And that's true. Like, if somebody pointed out and said, what's that? You don't have to tell them. You can say, oh, doesn't matter. You can say that it's something that you can tell them it's Brussels sprouts. A kid's not going to know. But you can sort of deflect the conversation. Carrie, I really actually like that thought.
Very good point. Let's go next to Lock and Var. We've got Emily on the line. Hey, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. How's yourself for your Feel Good Friday?
Oh, not too bad.
Now, tell us, what do you think about this? Condoms at the checkout. Do you think it's right or wrong?
It's right. It's perfectly fine. I have a child who's 8, and from what the packaging is now, he wouldn't know what it is.
Okay.
And it's just having, like, if it was to be asked, at least you can have that conversation. And if it's there, at least, you know, when he gets old enough to be doing that, at least it's there. Like, it's not a taboo subject, you know.
Okay.
That's true. And I think over the years too, Emily, I think there's been a stigma of when you go to the supermarkets to go and buy your box of condoms that it is kind of a bit, oh, no, you can't do that, or you've got to try and do it in secret with the $2 cubicle things they have at the pub, the $2 slot machines at the pub. I reckon that culture around condoms has completely changed because safe sex is such a good thing to be promoting.
Exactly right. So I don't see it as a parent, I don't see it as a bad thing. And, you know, like, it's about having age-appropriate conversation. So if your kid does go, what is that? Just, and, you know, adult stuff. You don't need to know, you know.
That's true.
We'll have that conversation some other time, type thing. So, yeah, you know.
But I think you raised some. Yeah, I think you raised some very good points, Emily. And for joining the show, let's send you and the little ones, I suppose, to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest at Nobby's.
That's it.
So you got a family pass there, some ride tokens as well. We'll give one to Carrie as well for getting involved. And throughout the show, make sure you give us a call 4967 4105 if you want to get your hands on these prizes. But there you go. I'm overreacting. That seems to be the consensus. Someone who doesn't have a child is worried for those who do have children who are not worried about it.
No, but I think you raise good points yourself, mate. But again, it's just different strokes for different folks.
Awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Coming into your weekend, Scott.
A bit of extra money would never go astray.
$275 go?
I think that would go very well, mate. It's enough for at least one or two nights out.
Well, I normally, come Friday Arvo on the way home from work, I'm in the bargain bin at Liquorland.
No.
The other $6 wine or, you know, but you got $275. You treat yourself, don't you? You have a bit of a weekend party.
Mate, for you, you treat yourself with lots of boxes of cask wine for $275.
I'm very much a quality over quantity man.
Yeah, okay.
Not at all. Anyway, if you want to get your hands on some cashable love, 4967 4105 is, of course, our magic number to call. One trivia question between you and that money in your back pocket leading into the weekend. It's super simple. If you've ever answered even a single question right in your whole life, you could be a sniff. Because, like, obviously this is a game that, you know, appeals to those who are good at that kind of bar trivia, pub trivia. But also, it might just fall in your wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
It might just be about a sport that you really like or an artist you really enjoy listening to. 4967 4105. Make sure you have a crack. $275 up for grabs with Trivia Check. On the other side of this, it's New FM.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid.
It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, that it most certainly is. You feel good Friday as well, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
One question between you and $275 up for grabs this morning, Scott.
That's a good way to start the weekend, isn't it? A very early start to the weekend, but $275, look, you're not paying for much out of your own pocket this weekend.
Oh, you'd have a bit of a party, wouldn't
you? Just a little bit of fun. Just a little bit.
I reckon I could easily go through $275 one night at the exchange.
Oh, joy.
I reckon I've done it before.
I've been there. I've seen it happen.
Anyway, the money's not for me. One lucky Nova Cashman. Should we meet our contestant this morning, Scott?
Let's do it. Who we got on the line?
We're going to Boolaroo. We got Jason on the line. Good morning, Jace.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well. How's yourself? Feeling good for your Feel Good Friday?
Yes, I am.
Oh, beautiful, mate.
Love to hear. Now, tell us, Jace, do you rate yourself in terms of general knowledge, pub trivia, that kind of stuff? Are you normally pretty handy?
Well, if you ask me a question, I know I do, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can't fault him there.
Yeah, he's got it. I know the question, I'd only get right as well. Well, fingers crossed you know this one, mate. You've got a 5-second timer as well. Don't let it get in your head. Are you ready for your question, Jace?
I am.
All right. Best of luck, Scott. Far away.
Beautiful. Good luck, Jason. In which show would you find characters named Luther, Klaus, and Allison Hargreaves?
Walking Dead.
Oh. Oh, have you watched The Walking Dead?
No, I have not.
You have not, but it's a guess. Was it a good guess? It wasn't. No.
You're such a tease, Scott.
Mate, the TV show I was looking for was The Umbrella Academy. If you haven't watched it, definitely get around that one. It's a very good show.
Unfortunately as well, Jace, that's one of those questions you can't logic through.
Nah.
Like you said, you either know it or you don't, hey?
Yes, I just... It was a good guess, though, I think.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty decent guess. He's picked through a very, very popular TV show, so, hey, you're in with a shot.
Anyway, two sides to every coin, like I, you know, enjoy saying.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see the positive. Optimist in this
life. He's the optimist. Last half full.
Come Monday, $300 up for grabs with Trivia Check.
And the question on everyone's lips this morning, Stephen, Twitter who?
Yeah.
Twitter is dead and buried. as far as I'm concerned. A new app was released by Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. It was released overnight. It's literally come about in the last 24 hours. People are really jumping on board with it. It's called Threads.
Now, you've got a Threads account?
I do, indeed.
I've got a Threads account. If you've got Instagram, it's so easy.
Oh!
You open up the Threads app, and you can basically import everything from Instagram. So, like, your picture, your bio, all your followers, everything just gets imported from Threads. So, that makes it so easy, that process.
I reckon that's the hardest part about social media, too, is building a following. With Threads, look, I already have 700 followers, and I've been on it for less than 20 minutes.
All right. Someone's famous. All right. No dramas. Well, how have you found Threads so far? Let's have a bit of a review, I suppose.
Man, I love it. It's fantastic. And it's just that it's something new, it's something exciting that everybody's kind of jumping on board with, and nobody knows how to react, so everybody is just posting literally the first thing that comes to their mind.
I think, similar vein to what you've just said there, I think if you're going to get on Threads, get on it today.
Because yes.
It feels like, at the moment, like going through my Threads feed this morning, it feels like kids at Christmas. They're just excited to use their new toy.
Yep.
Everyone's got it. Everyone wants to use this new toy. They're posting absolute rubbish. Some of the stuff I'm reading is genuinely like throwback to early Twitter days.
Yep.
You know, people are using it as like a bit of a silly post forum.
Yep. And the best thing is people are wondering, what do I post as my first Threads message? And I guess it's to all extent, the app is the exact same as Twitter. And don't come at me, Zuckerberg, for saying that, but for want of a better word, you can retweet, you can share, you've got followers, you've got pictures, all that kind of stuff. But a big benefit is there's no ads at the moment.
Yeah, they'll fix that up quick, smart.
Oh, 100%. You've seen Instagram recently?
Yeah, but you're right. It's funny. People don't know how to use it yet because you can post photos. You can also post, for lack of a better word, tweets.
Yep.
We're not sure if we're using hashtags on this app yet or not.
Nobody knows.
It's just like everyone's trying to feel out this new social media platform. And if you're going to get on it this morning because it's just so fun.
I'm
loving it at the moment.
It is absolute carnage. There's a whole heap of pollies and celebrities that have jumped on there. And
Albo's on, isn't he?
Albo's on there.
Yeah.
Albo's in touch with everyone. He's in touch with the common Aussie.
I'm going to go follow Albo. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Damn!
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that Feel Good Friday feeling.
Yeah, Feel Good Friday leading into the weekend. So I was doing some prep for this upcoming weekend, of course, Scott.
Yep.
Yesterday on the way home from work, stopped in at Waratah Village.
Yep,
went to
cool.
The Coles there just to, and the Liquorland as well.
Of course.
I'm talking about that, just to do some prep for this weekend. And while I was at that Coles at Waratah Village, I reckon I met a real-life superhero.
Really?
Yeah, I was at the deli section, said to the lady there, and there was a lady who you'd seen, she had the scars of someone who's been battling in the retail industry for her whole life.
Ah, yeah.
You know the kind of person. So she's been there, and she's probably been at that Coles for 30 years or something like that. In the deli section, I said, hey, excuse me, can I please have half a kilogram of chicken thighs?
Yep.
She went, no drama, started putting them in the bag, and she went to start wrapping them up. I said, oh, excuse me, can you please, weigh them for me? Because I want to see how much it is.
Yeah.
She goes, it's 500 grams. I go, oh, come on, please just weigh it for me. Anyway, she puts it up on the scale, 503 grams.
Jeez.
You couldn't get closer if you tried.
You could not. How would you be able to do that?
She must have just been doing it for so long that she just knows what, 200 grams, 300 grams, 400, 500 grams feels like. Just by feel, she probably knows.
The human scale at Coles Waratah. That's the one.
Yeah, that's it, the human scale. That's her. Anyway, up next, we are giving you a chance for your Feel Good Friday to get all your meat prep done, I suppose. You have a barbecue, weather looks good. We've got Ceno vouchers up for grabs with Would I Lie to Use. So we'll explain it next, but have that phone ready because we'll need a contestant on the air very shortly. 105.3, New FM. Tops are 19 in the hunt today. Sunshine.
That's all right. It's pretty good.
Looking like it's going to be like that for the rest of the weekend.
Beautiful.
Pretty much 20 degrees and nothing but sun, which I think is the perfect weather for a barbecue.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And if you need your barbecue sorted, we've got something for you up next. We're going to play Would I Lie to You with $50 up for grabs from our friends at Ceno's, obviously. So Broadmeadow there, you can get all your meat goods. What we need is someone to give us a call, 4967-4105, to play Would I Lie to You. How this is going to work is, I'm not going to reveal too much, but there's either Scott or myself will have an item in studio, a real item that we're going to try and describe to you. The other person doesn't have an item in front of them, but they get a fake that they have said item.
They're lying.
That's it. So what you got to do is, you play detective this morning. I guess you're a bit of a sniffer dog trying to sniff out the liar, and you got to figure out through your deductive powers if either Scott or myself is lying. And if you do that correctly, $50 worth of free meat coming your way. So we need someone on the air. 4967405. And we're going to play Would I Lie to You on the other side of this.
The Novos. The Novos.
New FM.
Would I lie to you, baby?
Yeah, $50 worth of free meat up for grabs this morning. Thanks to our friends at Singo's. Fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly specials down at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. We're playing Would I Lie to You? So, if you're just joining us, basically how this game works is you get to play detective for the day. So, both yourself and I, Scott, we have an item, and I say item in inverted commas, in front of us, because only one of us is telling the truth. Your job is to try and, I guess, decipher and work out who's telling the truth, and who's telling a bit of a porky.
Oh, well, I'll start off by saying that I'm an incredibly truthful person.
Oh, okay, that's what someone who loves lying would say. Anyway, let's meet our contestant first, and then we can kind of iron out the game if we need from there.
Yep.
Let's go to Macquarie Hills. We've got Lauren on the line. Morning, Lauren.
Hello, how are you going?
Very well. How's yourself this morning? Feel good Friday?
Happy Friday. I'm good,
thanks. Yeah, beautiful. Okay.
Now, do you reckon you're pretty good at, you know, telling, seeing the signs and telling when people are fibbing to you?
I guess it just depends what it is and if I have one of those items already and if they're not telling the truth.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, fingers crossed you might have some of the items that Scott and I have in front of us at the moment. Let's run through these items and then we'll give you a chance to ask some questions and you can kind of do some deciphering from there. So,
okay.
Look, I'll begin.
Yep.
I'll start us off. So, in honour of VB releasing the England's Bitter temporary, you know, beer, I haven't been able to get my hands on any of that, but I have brought in my VB cologne, like aftershave. So I've got this as, I think everyone kind of got it as a novelty gift when it came out, but it's in the shape of the classic, like, grenade. It looks a bit more amber than that. It's not quite as dark as the original bottle, but it's got, like, the, you've said novelty. It's got the classic Victoria Bitter logo on it in the circle writing, the VB in the middle. It's got the, looks like a bottle top on top with a little spray there. It hasn't been used that much because I don't rate the smell personally, but I've been sitting in my closet for a long time. I thought I'd bring it in for Would I Lie to You this morning.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, Stephen, I'd love to know what that VB scent smells like, but we move right along.
Okay. Well, what have you brought in this morning?
Lauren, I've 100% bought in my Ray-Bans from the car. They're black. They're really the dark tinted ones. They're authentic Ray-Bans as well. They come in the nice brown leather pouch thing that you get them in. And the biggest issue that I have with my Ray-Bans is that they're so tinted and dark that my face recognition on my phone doesn't detect through the eyes. I'm telling you. That's the biggest issue, Lauren, and I'm sure I'm not the only Novocastrian that has that problem.
All right, two items in front of you. Would you like to ask some questions, Lauren?
I don't know how big the VB bottle cologne is.
Like what? Like how? Like how?
How mil? How many mil is that?
75 mil. Only a little one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I bought my dad the VB cologne for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there colour on it? Like, or is it just all,
It's not like the classic green and red logo.
Nah,
it's like a white version of it, yeah.
Okay, alright. I'm just gonna go with the VB bottle. I reckon you've got the VB bottle in your hand.
You think that's real?
I think that's the real cologne, yeah. I think you've got it.
Alright, well I can reveal to you, Lauren.
Lauren!
I fooled you.
Oh no! Are you serious? Oh my god, I hate my dad!
Well, there you go. That's a very unhappy customer this morning. I'm happy that I've deceived her.
You've deceived her.
You need to work on your convincing skills.
You did very, very well. Well done, Stephen.
Two sides to every coin, though. It means jackpots to $100 for next week's Would I Lie to You. If you enjoyed that, make sure you get involved, you know, because we play it every week. 4967405.
New FMs. $20,000. Side hustle.
Scott, mate, Feel Good Friday, last day of New FM's 20K side hustle.
The very last day. Mate, we've given away an absolute truckload of money, hey?
Oh, we have. And for people doing, basically twiddling their thumbs?
Oh, I don't know. I've had a couple of good coffees made for the side hustle.
Oh, you're doing some sweet talk, and I've got nothing. Anyway, still time to register, newfm.com.au, because Scott said it before, but whether you registered today or you registered 2 weeks ago, you never know when your name's going to get called. You hear it, you got 10 minutes to give us a call, 4967-4105. Of course, you do that, you go on the payroll, you become an honorary member of the team, and like this whole segment is basically alluding to, you earn money for doing nothing.
For doing nothing at all. And we do have a new person to be putting on the payroll.
Well, who's currently on the payroll? Oh, we have... Okay. I'm not sure who's on the payroll at the moment.
We have to check.
Sorry, mate. I'm in all sorts. We've got Joe Andrews in East Maitland at the moment on the payroll. Up to $210.
$210. She hasn't done anything.
That's it. You can earn yourself a nice wad of cash leading into the weekend.
I haven't seen Joe at the building this morning. She should be here by now.
Yeah, well, it's getting close. If you're not 5 minutes early, 5 minutes late. But if you want to get your hands on, you know, a slice of that pie, register at newfm.com.au, just like this person has done, ready to kick Joe off.
That's it. 10 minutes on the clock. You ready, Stephen?
I'm ready. Time has started.
Aaron McCourt from Bulwara Heights. If that's you, 10 minutes has started. You've got to give us a call.
Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
What have you got for us this morning, Scott?
Mate, the goss is all about the biggest artist in the world. My personal favourite. It's got to be Taylor Swift.
Of course. What's she done this time?
Mate, brand new album dropping today. When I say brand new, look, it is a redo. It's Taylor's version of Speak Now.
This has got to be the smartest marketing decision in the history of music.
110%. She's, for those that have missed it, she's redoing all of her old albums that she did under her old label. There was an infamous beef with Scooter Braun, and now that Taylor has the rights to all of her old music, she's redoing them as Taylor's version so that basically if it gets played or if it's on Spotify or any of those ones, she gets the money.
I just like as well, it's just bringing all those songs, like for me and you, it's like nostalgia hits you like a bus.
Bring back
all those throwback songs back into the limelight and almost gives them that second life.
Yep.
Super smart marketing decision.
And she's doing a bit of a deep dive. Taylor is known for The Vault. Now, what's The Vault? Steve, I can see you, like, eager to hear.
I am.
The Vault is things that didn't quite make the cut for the record the first time around.
Right, okay.
And so she must be one heck of a journaler because she's writing down all her thoughts and feelings and emotions about whatever goes into this album, and then she's revisiting them with this new version of Speak Now, in brackets, Taylor's version. The album is, it's dropping. Oh, look, she's posted about it on her socials saying that a number of hours ago, there were 13 hours to go because that's her lucky number, 13.
Yeah.
It is going to be released as of Sydney time, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. is the time to watch out for. The new album will feature Fall Out Boy and Hayley Williams from Paramore as well. So some big names on the track.
Well, she's touring with Paramore at the moment. I think they're supporting her. Oh, her American leg.
Yeah, she's just announced a whole string of new tours on the international run.
Yeah.
And Paramore is going to be one of the support acts. As a side note, for the Aussie tours when she comes down under at the start of next year, it's looking like a hot take is Sabrina Carpenter is going to be the support act.
There you go. Scott, he's got his ear to the ground. If we hear more, we'll let you know, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Also, still on the hunt for UFM's 20K side hustle. 4967405 is that magic number.
UFM's $20,000 side hustle.
Stephen, it's the final day of New FM's $20,000 side hustle. It's come to an end, which is a bit of a shame, hey?
Yeah, it is. It is a shame. But you got to reminisce on what it's been. Not what you've lost, but what it's been. And we've given away a stack load of money.
An absolute truckload of money has been going to Novocastrians left, right and centre. He's still got time to get online and register newfm.com.au. We could be calling out your name at any time. Still lots of chances for your work day with me, heading into Joel, your only live and local way to drive home as well. So you never know when your name could be getting called. Currently on the payroll from East Maitland is Joe. How you doing, Joe?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Mate, I'm fantastic. You've picked up $210 thus far. How's it feel to be on the payroll?
Oh, feels great. I love it. Love every second of it.
Mate, you haven't even had to lift a finger, eh? It's pretty good.
Sounds like my normal day at work, huh?
Ah, he's got it.
He's a bad blow. He'd love that.
What do you do for a crust normally?
Oh, I'm only a car detailer, man. Nothing too exciting or fancy.
Oh, only a car detailer. Mate, there's a few bumps and scratches on my Volkswagen Polo. You have to fix up on while you're here.
That's all right. I'll get them all off and look brand new again.
Well, we did just do a call out for Aaron McCourt from Bolwara Heights to give us a call back in the last 10 minutes. What do you reckon, Joe? Do you reckon she gave us a call?
Oh, I reckon she might have just snuck in.
You reckon she might have just snuck in. Joe, it's your lucky day, mate. She never called. She never called. You're staying on the payroll for another day. Another $105 coming your way, mate. $315 total so far.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Mate, it's great. Hey, what do you reckon you'll put the money towards?
Big weekend?
No, with, you know, Christmas fast approaching, we're already halfway through the year. It's going to sneak up on us.
He's got it. He's got a great plan for the money. But Newcastle's still time to sign up. Newfm.com.au. Be just like Joe. He's picked up $315. And Stephen, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much work has he done?
He's done nothing.
He's done zero. Less than us. We don't do much. But yes, register online, Newcastle. Still plenty of chances to win all throughout your day here on UFM.
Yeah, Feel Good Friday continues after our show because, of course, Joel has got you with your live local drive from the Newcastle Fun Fest at Nobby's.
How good is that? Look, it's a great day out for Joel and a great day out for all Novocastrians, particularly during school holidays.
That's it. So if you're going this afternoon or if you've got nothing on this afternoon, make sure you head down to the Winter Fun Fest. You see Joel doing the show live from there, which is always a bit of fun. You get to see a bit of behind the scenes 100%. And all the tech and all that good stuff. Plus, of course, throughout the week and today as well, we're giving away family passes to the Winter Fun Fest, plus 30 ride tokens.
Oh, that's nice,
and
eh?
The next chance is before 9 o'clock because we're going to need some Novocastrians on the air to help us solve, a debate around some social etiquette.
Mm.
I'll give you some more details very shortly. But if you want to make sure you're heading down to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest, make sure you have that number saved in your phone. 4967405, your opportunity coming up very shortly. I do have a bit of a social dilemma for you this morning, though, Scott.
Yeah.
I guess around social etiquette, because the University of New South Wales Time Management Institute has put out some research, basically, saying that the Irish goodbye can save people a whole weekend, 48 hours a year.
Okay, you're going to need to fill me in on what an Irish goodbye is.
So for those who might not know what the Irish goodbye is, it's basically just a slang term for dipping a party or a social event without saying goodbye to anyone.
So, just ducking out the back door.
Yeah, ducking out the back door, dipping, saying, see you later, sayonara, not even saying that, just leaving. Maybe you go, oh, I got to go to the loo real quick, bang, you're gone. And you don't say goodbye to anyone, you just dip.
Ooh.
Now, their research, they've interviewed like thousands of people, and they reckon on average, right, from the moment you decide to leave the party, so mentally you've made that decision, all right, I've had enough time to go, on average takes 45 minutes to get out the door.
Oh, yeah, I can appreciate that. Yep.
They talk about how people, airing their frustrations on having to give the same excuse for leaving to, like, multiple different people, multiple different groups. How you got to say, you know, oh, yeah, we'll catch up for coffee next week to about 50 people who you're never going to catch up for coffee with, of course. But you need to do that. That's the social etiquette. But they're saying by just ducking out the door, you can save yourself up to 48 hours a year. So that's a whole weekend you could earn back just by dipping and not saying goodbye to anyone.
How many parties are these people going to? I want to be on their friend list.
On that's another thing. On average, they reckon people go to 25 parties / social events a year. Every 2 weeks.
25? That's not too bad. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Social Butterfly over here.
Man, here we go. I'm just, you know, Mr. Popular. You'd be under 25.
Under 25. Anyway, that's not what we're debating, though. Because I think while you are saving 48 hours, you're saving a whole weekend a year.
Hmm.
At what cost? Like, it's so rude to your friends and the people who've invited you. You got to at least thank them for their hospitality.
Nope, out the door we go.
I do genuinely reckon out the door.
So my girlfriend works in media and she's a talker as well. So we both love to chat. We were at one of her friend's 30th recently and she goes, all right, time to go. 45 minutes later, all right, we're still going. An hour later, we just got to get out of the kitchen. We were there for at least another hour, and like, I get it, but it's an hour of our time and I'm sitting there going, where's the pillow?
Well, I remember as a kid as well, I had so much frustration, you know. Mum and dad would be like, all right, we're about to leave, and then they would wrap up talking to their friends. It would take half an hour, 45, and as a kid always was really frustrated, didn't understand it. But now, like, as I move into my adult years, you know, I understand now that that is the social etiquette. You have to say goodbye to everyone because you don't see, like, when you're a kid and you're at school,
yeah,
you see your friends every day.
Yeah.
You might not see these people for another month or 2 months or, another 6 months, whatever it is.
Here it is. Here's my thought. If it's a party and you're not the only person there. So say if Steve, you and I go out for lunch and all of a sudden they went, Steve, I'm going to go to the bathroom. It just dipped. And no, that's, goodbye.
That's just dipping on a date.
That would be funny. That would be very funny. But no, I think if you're a party with 50 people and you just went, yeah, all right, laters, and just left quietly, nothing wrong with it.
That's so rude. I can't believe it.
Can you tell me that you honestly say goodbye to every single person at the party?
Well, if I don't know them, I don't say goodbye to them. But everyone I know, I go and say goodbye to. Even if it's just a tap on the shoulder, I'm off. See you later, mate. Obviously, some people you have a more in-depth conversation with.
True.
But everyone I know, I like to go and check up on and say goodbye to.
Nah, I think it does depend. I really do think it depends. Depends how badly you want to hit the pillow and get out of there.
Well, that's it. You're saving 48 hours a year, apparently, compared to me. This is what we want to know, though. Is it right or wrong to just dip, do the Irish goodbye? 4967-4105. Let us know. Are you a fan or are you against this Irish goodbye, which is basically just leaving without saying goodbye to anyone? And up for grabs today, of course. Best calls on the air. Off to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest.
Yes, happening down at Nobby's Beach. Joel is broadcasting live from there this afternoon. Your only live and local way to drive home. Plus 30 ride coupons if you get on the air and we pick you as one of the best callers of the day. How good does that sound?
All right, Irish goodbye. Dipping a party without saying goodbye to anyone. Is it right or wrong? We'll get your calls on the air next. New FM. And we've got a bit of a social dilemma this morning. I guess it's around social etiquette.
Yep.
We're talking about the Irish goodbye. So for those that are maybe just joining us, this refers to leaving a social event or a party without saying goodbye to anyone. Just backdooring it, dipping it, getting away. And they reckon, this has come after the University of New South Wales Time Management Institute has said that people save up to 48 hours, a whole weekend a year, by doing this technique. Because from go to woe, when you decide to leave a party, to when you actually get out the door, on average takes 45 minutes.
See, I'm all for it. I reckon there's nothing wrong with a quick message in the car. When you're already in the Uber on the way home, hey, mate, thanks for having me. Had to dip.
I think you've got to say goodbye to your mates. I think you do have to say goodbye to your friends. I'll try and make an effort to go through and say hi to, we'll say goodbye to everyone I know, even if it's just tap on the shoulder, catch you later. That's normally what I try and do.
See, it's really funny, Stephen, that you've taken this side of the argument because I have it on good authority. I've received a message from one of your mates here in Newcastle, his name's Reese, saying that you're a real bandit for the old Irish goodbye, the old backdoor exit. Just loves to leave a night out without saying goodbye. Depending on what time of the night it is, it's just once it hits 9 o'clock, Stephen's bedtime. Out he goes.
What I will say is I make a great effort to say goodbye to all my friends. So if I haven't said goodbye to you, take that as you will. Anyway, let's open up the line to see what Newcastle has to say about this. We're going to Blackall Park first. Debbie. Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
We're very well.
Very good.
I feel good Friday. Now tell us, what do you think of this Irish goodbye? Is it right or wrong?
Absolutely right. 100% right.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah. Well, yes, we were at a party last weekend. Great catch up with, old friends hadn't seen for ages. We'd spent hours saying how good it was to see them. And especially if you've had maybe a couple of beverages. And then at the end of the night, you go, I'm leaving, and just go. Grab the Esky and go, and that's exactly what we did.
Wow.
So,
but was it how many groups of friends were there all in one? Like, was it just you guys and other people, or was it?
Oh, so there was about 80 people at the party, and this was at the end of the night, and there was groups of people though, because we were around a fire.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you kind of look and think, I said to the little group I was with, and I looked around and thought, and we were actually staying the night, and then even the next morning as we drove off, we beeped and waved. That was awesome, and everyone waved, and it was great.
The old beep and wave, that's really good.
There you go. She's already out the door. They can't stop you then, can you? Debbie, a fan of the Irish goodbye. Let's head next to Tea Gardens. We've got Alex on the line. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Very well for Feel Good Friday. Now tell us, are you a fan of the Irish goodbye? Do you think it's right or wrong?
I think it's wrong.
Yes.
It is. Especially if you host. You want people to come up and thank you for your hospitality, right?
Yeah, exactly. And me and my partner, we often have people over at our house, and he Irish goodbyes everyone every time.
At his own house?
It is. He's just at his own house. We'll have, and it doesn't matter if there can be 40 guests, there can be 2 guests, and he will just go straight up to bed without saying a word to anyone.
Your partner's good. That's classic.
It's not good. Especially when everyone gets a few drinks into him and they run up into my room and drag him down the stairs by his feet.
Yeah, well, he's got to come say goodbye. That's absolutely ridiculous. Well, there you go. After two calls, we're 1-1, mm-hmm. which means people of Newcastle get to decide, of course, on our Instagram, at the Novas _. We put a poll up a little bit earlier this morning. You can always get involved in the show there. And I can tell you, 60% of people reckon it's rude. 60% of people reckon it's wrong.
No. All right, well... Never cast your love wasting a potential weekend saying goodbye to the people you'll see again.
It's not wasted talking to the people you love. That's absolutely rubbish. Anyway, that's us done and dusted for this week. Of course, your Feel Good Friday continues, though. Joel's live from the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest.
How good.
Course. And we've got a couple passes to give away to that. So what do you reckon? Debbie and Alex both get a family pass?
I reckon they both get a family pass, plus the ride coupons, mate. That's the good stuff.
Give it away, free stuff. My favourite part of the week... followed closely by the weekend. We're off.
That's it.
We'll chat to you Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. You're on for work day?
Yes, on for work day. Don't forget UFM's $20,000 side hustle. Today is the last day in Newcastle, so register online, ufm.com.au. I'll have another name to read out shortly.
There you go. Chat to you Monday.
See you then.